And this time we'll talk with Mark Myers in for John Taylor. Of course, they're financial advisors with Stern, Agee, and Leach in Fort Smith. And there just doesn't seem to be enough money to go around, Mark.
There's never enough money to go around. Well, it's interesting to see what's going on today. We got some GDP reports out this morning, which, you know, GDP, gross domestic products, that's where we take the consumption, investment, and government spending and net exports, put it all together and try to figure out how fast or slow this economy is growing. And what the government did come out and say is that the economy grew the second quarter of this year at 1.6%. Now, that's not very good, but that's not terrible. A lot of people were looking for a lot worse number than that. But it was a positive number, to say the least. So I guess we can kind of look at it that way. We are growing, but even though it is very, very slow. And based on that, the markets did pop up. It looks like maybe the market will open up around 70, 80 points, which is good news after yesterday, after we fell about 1%. And the Dow fell below a key psychological level. It fell below 10,000, which kind of spooked a lot of people. In the last 3 weeks, approximately, the market's fallen about 7%. So it's really kind of made us all quite a bit nervous. We can't figure out where this economy is going, if we're going up, down, or just sideways. And it looks kind of sideways right now. You know, unemployment's still high. You know, as John spoke about the other day, unemployment, it's still looking troubling. It's at 9.5%. Unemployment's risen by 3,200 in the last 4 weeks on the average. So that's not really great news out there. But something that will be interesting to see today, which I'm sure everyone will listen to during their nap time, is our Federal Reserve Chairman, Ben Bernanke. He's going to speak today with European Central Bank President Trichet. They're getting together in Jackson Hole, Wyoming today for a global summit and talk about the economies. And what's real interesting there is if everyone followed this, all this crisis, you know, the United States started out this crisis, and then about a year later, Europe went into a economic crisis. And Europe's coming out of their economic crisis already. They're talking about how great they're doing, and they're going to have to stop doing adding stimulus to the economy, throwing, you know, money out there like the United States has been. And they're going to stop doing that because their economy is doing so much better. And here we are. We're still in our crisis. And Ben Bernanke is talking about maybe throwing more money out in the economy, which they actually are. They started on August 10th buying U.S. Treasuries. And what that means to you and me is that keeps interest rates really, really low when they do that because they're still concerned about this economy going backwards. So we'll see what happens there. Ben Bernanke talks about throwing more stimulus into the economy, printing more of our tax dollars and throwing them out there to everybody. So that'll be interesting. But beyond that, it's kind of a quiet day. I mean, you are still seeing some merger activities, companies buying other companies just because they've got $1.3 trillion sitting in their bank accounts that are earning 0% interest. You know, if anybody out there goes out and buys a CD, you see what interest rates are. They're almost nothing. So they don't have anything else to do with the cash except buy somebody else. And it's getting kind of nerve-wracking watching that because we just watched Dell and HP get in a bidding war for a company called 3PAR, which is a little bitty company that does cloud computing out there. And that's the wave of the future of the Internet, they say. But what was really interesting about that purchase is they were going back and forth on a bidding war on them, and it looks like Dell has won the bidding, and they are going to pay $2.8 million per employee to buy that company, a total of $1.8 billion, which I just kind of find a hard to justify when you start paying that much. But it shows the extreme levels, you know, companies are trying to put their cash to work somewhere and somehow. And I guess Dell and HP thought that company's a great buy and eventually pay off, but they're going to have to increase that company's business by fivefold just to make their investment back.
So it must be nice to have that kind of money.
Yeah, it must be. But it's an interesting time. I mean, everyone's so scared. Corporations are scared. They're just sitting on their cash trying to figure it out. But we have a lot of unknowns out there, of course, you know, with the medical bill and the financial regulatory bill. And those are sitting out there, and no one still knows exactly how they're going to work.
That's Mark Myers with us, and we appreciate you joining us, Mark. Yeah. Look forward to talking with you soon.
You too. Have a good weekend.
You too. That is Mark Myers of the firm of